Sanhedrin Yerushalmi, corresponding to Sanhedrin Bavli, Daf Lamed Beis. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Chof Amad Beis, at the Mishnah, at the beginning of the Perek Echad Dinei Mamonis. Echad Dinei Mamonis, Echad Dinei Nefoshoif, Bedrisha Fahakira, Shneema Mishpat Echad Yer Lochem. The same laws of Jewish Hakira, which is cross-examining and investigating the witnesses, apply to monetary and capital cases. As the Pasuk says, Mishpat Echad Yer Lochem, you have one law for yourselves. Ma bein dinei mamonis lidein ledinei nefoshoif, dinei mamonis b'shloisha v'dinei nefoshoif b'shesim v'shloisha. All the differences between monetary and capital cases. Monetary cases require 3 judges, capital cases require 23. Dinei mamonis poischem ben l'schus ben l'chayva, dinei nefoshoif poischem l'schus v'ein poischem l'chayva. In monetary cases, the judges may begin with a reason for schus or chiyuv. In capital cases, we begin with schus, merit, and not chiyuv, and not with liability. And the Gemara says, Amar Yochanan b'shvil l'chus ha-mamon yisol, amu heich ata yodea shezeh chayav v'zeh. Rabbi Yochanan said that the Chachamim nullified drisha na'chakirag and interrogation of the witnesses from monetary cases due to concern for money of your soul, so the lender should not lose if the witnesses don't remember the time and place of the loan. While the Basin says to the witnesses, how do you know that he owes him? Rabbi Chiya Baba Boy Koimei Rabbi Yossi Heich Avden Uvda. Rabbi Chiya Baba asked Rabbi Yossi, how do we conduct in practice, means do we follow Rabbi Yochanan? Amalei k'Rabbi Yochanan d'Rabbi Yochanan Omar b'shol l'chus ha-mamon yisol amu heich ata yodea shezeh chayav l'zeh. Rabbi Yossi answered, yes, we follow Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said that due to concern for money of yisol, they say, how do you know that he owes him? V'zeira b'achinana b'shem Rabbi Chanina v'Rabbi Yehuda chad omar v'drash t'v'chakata v'sha'alta hitev z'chad omar tzedek tzedek t'udif. V'zeira b'achinana, quoting Rabbi Chanina, and Rabbi Yehuda asked, one pasuk says, in Dvarim Perek Yud Gimel Pasuk Tef Vav, then you shall inquire, investigate, and ask thoroughly. And another pasuk says in Dvarim Perek Tef Zayin Pasuk Chos, justice, justice you shall pursue, means without so much investigation. Hakeitzad, im advoye hadin sheyetzal amitoy, you say, tzikyo v'imlav haku. And says, if you see the din coming out according to the truth, judge it righteously without investigation. If not, investigate it to see if there's deceit. Huna katavachami sha din mechuvana hava chakar v'katavachami hachein lachein v'achein hava mechuvan. When Rav Huna saw that the din is coordinated, meaning the witnesses say the same words, he would investigate. When he saw that they say so-and-so, meaning using different words, he would coordinate, meaning see if the testimonies match. Ketzad poischem l'zchus oimim efter shezeh hoag es ha-nevesh. How do we begin for schus, looking for merit? We say, is it possible this person murdered? And Rabbi Yossi, in kini amar echa b'na'idim yesh loy lelamed schus ubar chaviru b'siri v'yesh kan siva. Rabbi Yossi asked, well, if so, if one of the witnesses said, I have a reason for zechus, and his colleague, the other witness, supports him, there is support me to come to Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda, who says that the witnesses can give reasons for zechus. If you will say so, then you're going to obligate the judges, who, considering it shocking to say that he murdered, they induce the witnesses to give false reasons for schus, and the wrong verdict will result. Will witnesses lie? The Gemara says back, we're not concerned with such a thing. Rabbi Yochanan said that anyone who does not know how to judge a sheretz to give reason why it's tahor and why it's tamei 100 times cannot begin for schus, meaning we don't put such a person on the Sanhedrin. Ketzad donim ha-sheretz, how can we judge a sheretz to be tahor? The Torah says it's tamei. And Rabbi Yanai, ma im anacha she'meimis tahor, achba she'enemis enedin she'liyeis tahor. Rabbi Yanai answered that a snake kills and increases tumor, yet it's tahor. A mouse or other sheretz which does not kill, or more so, it should be tahor. On chiluf, achbar she'ein neimis tamei, nachash she'meimis ein adin li'eif tamei. Or perhaps we should say the opposite, a mouse which does not kill is tamei, then a snake which kills, or more so, it should be tamei. Heze v'pinchas hari v'akrav meimis v'ayhu tahor. V'pinchas objected, a scorpion kills and it's tahor. And it shows we don't make the latter kavachema. Ashkach tani amal hu nachash hu akrav. And the Gemara rejects that. We find a Tanu who says that a snake and scorpion are the same. The Kavachayim should be Metameh, both of them, and therefore the earlier question does remain. Amar Rebbe Talmud Vasik Haya Shifteru of Meir by Matai Sasheretz and Matamai Meir Parmin. Rebbe says that Rebbe Meir has an expert Talmud who could be Matai a Sheretz and Matamarit 100 times. Amar Nahu Talmida Rehavi Yada Moraya. They say that Talmud didn't know how to rule. He merely made worthless exercise in how to expound. Amar Biakai Bar Desai Dahu Talmida Katua Matura Desinai Hara. Rabbi Yaakov Dasai said that this Talmud was cut off from receiving his portion in Torah at Har Sinai. We come now to the next Mishnah. Dinei Mamonos Matan al pi echad ben l'schus ben l'chayva. The nefasha is matan al pi echad l'schus v'al pi shnayim l'chayva. In monetary cases, we follow a majority of one for schus or chiyuv. In capital cases, we follow a majority of one for schus and a majority of two for chiyuv. And the Gemara says, Omer Vianai, Ilu nitna ha-Torah chatucha le-haisu le-regalamida. Rabbi Yanai says in the Gemara that if the Torah was given clear-cut, which means without sides to say like this or like that, it would not have a foundation. Ma'atam, Beidab Hashem Moshe, Omer lafonav v'boinu shalolam, ha-gdi'eini heich hi ha-alocha. What's the reason? When the Pasuk says, Beidab Hashem Moshe, that Hashem spoke to Moshe, Moshe said, Master of the world, teach me what is alocha, so there'll be no doubt. Amalai Achoy Rabbi Nahatois, Rabbi Yamzakin, Zochu, Rabbi Machaivin, Chaivu, Peshitei HaTorah, Nidreshes, Mem Tesponim, Tomei, Mem Tesponim, Toho. Hashem answered that Achoy Rabbi Nahatois, we follow the majority. If most are Mazakeh, find him to be innocent, then be Mazakeh. If most obligate, in order that the Torah will be expounded, 49 reasons to be Matameh, and 49 reasons to be Mataheh. Means I can't give you the halacha clearly because then there will be no reasons to say otherwise. Minayin v'diglai v'chenu oimer imarois Hashem amarois tahayrois kesev saruf ba'alil la'oretz mezukak shivasayim. What's the source of 49? It's the gematria of v'diglai ala arba. Also it says, the sayings of Hashem are pure sayings like silver, refined, exposed to the earth, clarified, sevenfold. And also says that the primary love of Torah is to get a straight ruling amidst opposing reasons through following the majority. And we see it in the Pasuk in Shir Shirim in Peg Aleph, Pasuk Dalet, Meshama Evucha, they have loved you sincerely.